FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and the date is September 28th, 2016. Hard to believe the quarter's almost over, but as we move into the fourth quarter, we move into October, which is a particularly perilous month for the markets and for market psychology. And this year, maybe it's going to be worse than ever. We don't know yet, but someone who's been ahead of this curve, I'm talking about Bix Weir. Bix, you've been ahead of it all the way. Your site, Road to Ruta, ROAD2ROTTA.com, got your daily missives in it. And Deutsche Bank, I mean, how long can they keep it on life support? And of course, as always, Bix, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Kerry. And it's nice to talk to you on what I call the eve of the crash.
Yeah,
things are crazy. They're getting worse. All planned, all part of the overall plan. And I know you're talking about October, but there's still 3 days left in September.
Yeah, I suppose. But remember, they might hold it off.
things can happen in a blink of an eye. For example, Deutsche Bank, a great example, is the looming S&P downgrade. I mean, S&P has already put them on negative watch, pending they don't turn things around and pending that these legal charges don't eat up all their tier one capital. Well, they did that back in July, and now the United States Justice Department has just laid a $14 billion fine on Deutsche Bank, which is just really close to all of their tier one capital. So the next move from what I call the good guys is for S&P to downgrade them, because they're still BBB+, which is investment grade.
That's investment grade, notches above. Yeah.
It's insane. And, you know, they're talking to the government about a bailout, but their S&P still has them rated investment grade. But I do think that S&P is going to be the next big move for Deutsche Bank. And what that does, if they, depending on the significance of the downgrade, I think they're going to downgrade them to junk, to C, because of the, you know, they don't have the money. They're selling off assets quickly. They're getting rid of their derivatives as best they can, but they're still knee deep in nothing but trouble. And everybody on the government side, on the official side, is setting them up to be the kind of the white horse that dives off the cliff, shall we say, because the German government is saying, we're not going to bail you out. The U.S. government is saying, we're going to fine you for everything you've got. The Russians have a multi-billion dollar lawsuit that they got going on with them. There is no stop to this pain for Deutsche Bank. And given that they are the largest derivative holder in the world, that is the target. The target is to destroy that, which destroys everything else.
So once the derivatives go, what's going to be left standing here, Bix?
Nothing. No, we've talked about that many times.
Yeah.
And Buffett was very right. It is derivatives are weapons of mass financial destruction. Everything goes. And you, those of you who think you're fine with your money in a local bank or a credit union, good luck with that, because the trickle down effect of banks like Deutsche Bank going down, which will take down JP Morgan because they're counterparty to most of those derivatives, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, and that's just the U.S. banks. It goes all throughout Europe, and it will really be a cascading effect. And the moment it starts is the crash of Deutsche Bank. And you can even see it, even their CoCo bonds, which are the convertible collateralized bonds,
right,
are on the brink of destruction right now, because once they hit a certain threshold of their share price, and I think it's right, most of these bonds are written at around 10 euros share price, and they're right now they're at, I think they closed today at 10.77. Once it goes below 10, which I think will be by the end of the third quarter, which is the reporting time for these CoCo bonds, it goes every quarter, then you got a huge problem, because these bonds convert to common shares, and you've got there's only 5 billion of the CoCo bonds that Deutsche Bank holds, but there's 100 billion that are held throughout Europe. And once the bondholders figure out that these cocoa bonds that pay a higher yield are not actually bonds. They're actually common equity shares. Yeah. When there's times of stress, then everybody's going to be selling those cocoa bonds that they hold in other countries and other banks, and it just gets worse and worse from there.
And this is going to be cascading then. It's going to hit the whole...
I mean, this is... We've been talking about it for a long time. It's what they stopped in 2008 when Hank Paulson went to Congress and said, give us $700 billion or the whole system's going to collapse. This is a $20 trillion gap that they're going to have to fill, or it could be even a $100 trillion gap if you count all the derivatives, which, thanks to the Dodd-Frank Act, have to be paid out before any savings account or checking account gets paid out by the FDIC. They have to pay out derivatives first. And it was basically put in the Dodd-Frank bill to ensure that the destruction of the monetary system is total and complete.
Well, it looks like they're well on their way, doesn't it?
And then let's tack on the veto of Obama's veto of the JASTA bill, the Justice Against Terrorists bill, that gives the 9/11 families the right to sue Saudi Arabia for their involvement in 9/11. And I mean, it's an open and shut case, considering Prince Bandar was the funder of these terrorists. And they used to call him, he was the ambassador from Saudi Arabia to the U.S. They used to call him Bandar Bush because he would always hang out with the Bush family. And he was knee deep in this stuff on 9/11. So all this is happening now. All these bad guys are being exposed. The Saudis have said if JASTA turns into law, they're going to sell all their U.S. assets, meaning everything. You know, so it's a reversal of the petrodollar that was set up by Kissinger in the 70s. It's just huge. It's so gigantic. It's happening as we speak. Today, Wednesday, they are looking to override the Obama veto. Congress, and they said they have the votes. It was unanimous when they sent it to Obama. Obama vetoed it because, you know, he's in the pocket of these people who control our government. But Congress is finally stepping out and saying, oh my God, we do have power back to take back our country. And it starts by destroying the monetary system created by these evil powers that have us in their grasp.
Yes, they do. And it looks like that could be coming to an end also. So,
and all this stuff is happening with the stock market at its highest values ever. That's the amazing thing.
Yeah, isn't it? So is that where everybody has fled to, the stock market? Is that it?
No, it's where they rig it. I mean, I would say 90 to 95% of all trades that happen now are happening in the basement of the U.S. Treasury and the Fed New York. That's they have their computer trading programmers in the basement of the U.S. Treasury. All they have to do is click a mouse for the Dow to go over 30,000. Yeah. It's that easy.
And that's it, huh? It's that simple.
That's why you can't short this market. You can't go, you can't play their games. That's why they're slamming gold and silver. That's where they could, it's a death wish to short anything, because the Fed and the U.S. Treasury can click a mouse and make something go up 1,000% in a blink of an eye. And no one's going to question them because they're part of the Exchange Stabilization Fund, the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. That's their job. Their job is to maintain investor confidence and to make sure that the system that is held together by, you know, super glue and duct tape stays together for as long as possible.
Yeah, don't forget the chewing gum and the bobby pins that are holding it together too.
It's true. It's a mouse. Truthfully, it's a mouse that holds it together. The click of a mouse can set markets to anywhere they want at any time they want with no ramifications. But the only ramification is people are going to stop believing in the validity of the markets. And that's when it's really scary. They try to get their cash out and try to go buy some physical gold, silver, and Bitcoin, I believe. So when people do that, that's the key moment. When the banks start crashing, but the stock market still keeps going up because the Fed's buying, and people are like, something's wrong with this. They get out of that system and go to physical outside of the system. That's going to be an amazing moment for gold and silver, because they will absolutely dry up overnight. You won't be able to get your hands on either of them for any amount of money for a while.
Interesting. So Bitcoin, are the computers going to be working? Are you going to be able to use Bitcoin?
Of course. Well, here's the deal with Bitcoin and computers, because everybody says, well, you know, if they take down the internet, you don't have Bitcoin. That is a fact. If they take down the internet, we're dead. We're dead within a month.
Yeah.
Internet is used for everything in this just-in-time delivery system. There'll be no water. There'll be no power. There'll be no oil, no gas, no food. None of it. No communications. Mm-hmm. It is, the internet is used for everything now. And we set this thing up over the last 30 years so that, you know, yeah, we do rely on the internet. So if you take down the internet, you know, your gold and silver won't be worth anything either. The reality is, because you're going to need guns and enough food to last you the full month of living here on Earth, because everything else will be gone.
So what about with what's happening here with the internet, the U.S. ceding control of it by October 1st? What do you make of that?
I think that's another power grab by the bad guys. And that's the key. The bad guys are, as I call them, are still in charge because they control the money system. Mm-hmm. And as long as they control the money system, they will have power. When you take the money system down with the crashing of the derivatives and all that, then they lose power because their power lies solely in the control of money. You take the monetary system down and all these evil henchmen who have been running our lives lose all power because they can't afford to pay the people off. The Clintons and will not be able to pay off all their foundation people who need their money, and there's no loyalty in this group. Once the money stops flowing into the pockets of their shall we say black ops guys, they're gonna just walk away with their guns and say, you're not gonna pay me, I'm not gonna protect you, I'm gonna go protect myself and take care of myself, which they are doing now. So yeah, you take the money away and then the bad guys go away, and then the whole who controls the internet and everything else comes into focus. And we do have a chance to take back our country for once. And we would take back a control of our own internet. No one's going to trust us in the world. No one's going to trust anybody except people within their own country. So, yeah, globalization will end overnight with the crashing of the monetary systems.
Yeah. Well, then it's hard to picture what's going to follow. But it ain't going to be pretty for a while.
We can see how it's kind of being set up to crash. You know, the U.S. government wouldn't have come out and sued or demanded $14 billion, the entire market cap of the most systemically risky bank in the world, unless they wanted it to crash.
Yeah. So it's all part of the plan, huh?
It is, exactly. And same with the passing of JASTA. They're trying to get the Saudis to sell all their U.S. assets, part of the plan to crash the system.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to mention the U.S. budget has not been agreed upon, and it's due Friday at midnight. The government shuts down on Saturday, and this time, you know, they passed these stopgap measures.
Right.
They're not going to do it this time. They don't want to do it. They want to crash the system.
Really? So,
who wins?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Who wins if the system crashes? The largest debtor nation wins. Yeah, and that is us by far.
I guess so. Well, maybe China, because they're holding the largest amount of gold, right?
Well, China, you know, a lot of people saying, well, no, why would China want the system to crash? China knows what the U.S. has been doing all these years, and because China owns so much of the U.S. debt, but China also has all these U.S. factories that we built on their country. All they're going to say is, okay, yeah, you defaulted on your debt, but we're just going to take all these power plants and factories that you built in China, and we're going to call it even.
Yeah. You think, huh? It's that easy, huh? Well,
yeah, it's not easy, but I think overall, China's not worried about the crashing of the fiat money system.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They do have a lot of debt on their own books, and their banks are going to shut down. And
Yeah, all banks will shut down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just the U.S. thing. It's not just the Western thing. It's every single electronic asset in the world will be wiped away by the hand of God when the derivatives crash.
So is this the ultimate jubilee, debt jubilee coming up? All debts are wiped?
Was it October 2nd is the end of the Shemitah?
Yeah.
Which is this is the year, it's the 49th year Shemitah. So it's the super Shemitah, as they call it. Whether or not you believe it or not, it is part of the Jewish religion. And many of the larger powers are run by people who believe in that religion wholeheartedly. especially the financial powers, and having them sell their assets, you know, knowing there's Jubilees coming, you know, that might be all it would need to take to destroy the system also.
Yeah, good point. Good point. So what could you, Bitcoin, gold, and silver, and that's really it, huh?
Well,
hard goods.
I think that's the safest and the most likely new forms of money that will be created after the old system crashes.
Yeah, but crash it's going to, huh? So,
oh yeah.
Do you think they'll try a stopgap measure like nationalizing all the European banks? Because they'll have to if Deutsche Bank goes. They can't afford to lose a counterparty, right?
I mean, unless they want the system to crash as well.
Yeah. Well,
I think there's so much malfeasance out there, many bad things that they want to erase. Both the good guys and the bad guys want the system to crash.
Yeah. The bad guys want to get rid of all the evidence, huh?
Oh, exactly. And the good guys want to get rid of the bad guys. So, yeah. You know, there's not many people out there other than the sheeple who are thinking, you know, everything's fine.
Who at this point could think that everything is fine, you know?
Well, they are. I mean, if you sit and listen to Janet Yellen talk today in front of Congress, she's saying, you know, the banks are well capitalized. Everything's fine. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm from the government. I'm here to help. And
well, they're not right? from the government. Remember that. Yeah, the Fed is very,
I know,
very outside of the government, although they do the bidding of, you know, whatever administration's in office.
Yeah, that's their job. That's their job, like it or not. So, hey, any more books in the pipeline here, Bix?
There's one that's coming slowly. The first four, I've been selling them like wild cakes because everything's happening and it kind of explains how it all goes down. But the one that's coming up has to do with solutions after the crash. So a lot of it is hinging on what happens over the next 2 or 3 weeks to really get this ball rolling on the fifth book, which will be all about the crash and how to get around it and get away from it and start fresh, really build something new and based on a solid foundation instead of this foundation of debt that we have right now.
Yeah. So you think it's really imminent or it's happening now as we speak, right?
It's happening. It's been happening since 2008, but the fire has been put under the derivative bomb, and it's happening today. It'll happen tomorrow. It'll happen Friday. And then you have the end of the third quarter and the end of the fiscal year for the United States, but the end of the third quarter for banks like Deutsche Bank, which means at that point in time, if they close the market on Friday, is when everything gets reported about what's going on. And from my understanding and my hearing from behind the scenes, it's 50 times worse than what they're telling us. And they're telling us they're going to need a bailout.
It didn't sound too good.
Worse. Yeah.
Yeah. It did not sound too good, to say the least. Right. I mean, it's getting to the point where, you know, it's just, what can they do? You know?
Well, they're trying. They're selling off assets. They sold Abbey Life Assurance business for 930 million pounds, but they had to take a pre-tax loss of 800 million pounds because of what they call goodwill and intangible assets, which means basically they're trying to dump their derivative book because it's so toxic, but nobody's trying to will buy it except these criminal derivative players like Phoenix Group is the group that bought Abbey Life. Phoenix Group is like the AIG of England.
Yeah.
And they've bundled, I think it's $2.5 billion in assets on corporate loans. They bundled those off and securitized them to get the cash. So they're selling things, and it's a wildfire sale on their part. And then they're also having to go to the government and say, hey, you better get a bailout ready for us.
And the government, you're convinced they're going to say no, huh?
That yeah, they're going to say no.
End of the line. But
truthfully, it doesn't matter if they say yes or no, because the euro is just as bad off. Mm. And European Union is, I mean, you get Spain, Italy, Portugal, everybody is imploding as we speak. So, yeah, it's happening right now. And we, the lucky ones of our generation, are the ones who get to live through the end of this game they've been playing since the invention of the Fed in 1913.
Yeah. Well, amazing. It made it 103 years, right?
Well, it almost should have failed in 71, but when we went off the gold standard, but computers kicked in, computer market rigging kicked in the early 70s. I've outlined that many times that Greenspan was the first computer programmer to invent electronic assets. He's the guy that screwed up on the Y2K thing by inserting only two digits instead of four. He says it in his book. And it's been computer rigging ever since the 70s. And that's the only reason it's lasted this long.
Amazing. And here we are. Hey, what's so get
it's
into
the
your
eve
bunker.
Of the crash, baby. The eve of the crash.
The moment we've all been waiting for, huh? But yeah. Seriously, so what do you do here? You know, if you're Joe Sixpack hasn't prepared for any of this, been in denial or just too busy trying not to go broke to actually, you know, do anything about it, is it too late or can you do something even at this point?
My advice to everybody in the world today, and it's Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon, is to go do your big shopping tonight. Go stock up the pantry, go stock up on water, fill your car with gas, because it's going to get really ugly by next week.
By next week, huh? That soon, huh?
Well, you got the JASTA bill, which is being signed into law today, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And Saudis have already said they're going to sell everything they got if we did this. We got Deutsche Bank downgrade coming, which would destroy Deutsche Bank because all the hedge funds and the mutual funds and all that have to sell Deutsche Bank because it's no longer going to be BBB+ rated.
It'll be investment, right?
It'll be investment grade. And it triggers a ton, I mean, literally trillions of dollars in derivatives if they get downgraded. Mm-hmm. Because all these derivatives have clauses in them that upon downgrade, they have to pony up more capital, and Deutsche Bank doesn't have more capital.
So game over.
And the U.S. government, it goes into basically into default on Friday night at midnight because they don't have a budget. And so they are closed on Saturday. I mean, there's 50 things I can name that happened this week. And yet the Fed sits there in the U.S. Treasury and holds the stock market so that you don't think anything's wrong.
Nothing can go wrong, right?
There's no worries at all.
Hey, well, we're in for some interesting times, Bix. I mean,
yes, but this is what we wanted all this time. We wanted to get rid of all the malfeasance and the bad stuff that has been going on and get back to something sane. So the problem is getting from point A to point B is going to be a struggle, but the worst struggle would be for this insane system to go on for another 50 years.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't sound like a possibility at this point. So anyway, I know you're going to want to check out Bix's site. Check out the books. Where do they go?
RoadToRuda.com. Make sure you sign up for the free email subscriptions that I send out. And lately, it's been almost daily that I'm sending something out about all this stuff I'm talking about now.
Constant.
And the trigger points of the crash, because they're just coming so fast. It's kind of hard to believe that all this stuff is happening at this very same moment in time.
Yeah, well, when it rains, it pours. Anyway, we'll have a link to Bix's site, as always, in the show notes to our interview with him. And check out financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Just revamped the site, gotten rave reviews about it. And hey, if you got any comments, issues you want to raise, anything else, just send an email to kl@carrylutz.com. And Bix, we'll be talking to you real soon, I have a feeling.
Hi, Carrie. You take care and be safe out there.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.